An interesting email that I got through from Ezra, and it says, from Emerald Beach, Moffy, who is the genius that decided to block off the overflow parking area at Emerald Beach? Overnight, huge concrete blocks have been placed to stop anyone parking there. Parking on busy days is always a premium, especially during the summer. Not only won't you be able to find a park there if you want to swim, surf, or walk your dog, boat owners with trailers won't be able to park there at all. They always parked on the reserve. There's no parking for them now. The overflow parking will now end up in the side streets and filling up all the available spots in Fiddleman Road. That's also not going to be good news for local businesses when people who want to stop for a coffee or something to eat can't find a park. If you wanted to stuff up a local community, it says, then this would be the best way to do it. Look, I don't know, Ezra, exactly what the go is. I've got, I could have a guess and probably say it would be the council. But that, like I said, would only be a guess. So we'll endeavour to try and find out for you and see if we can get some answers for you on that. Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we're a little bit confused that's coming out of that Coffs Harbour City Council. I mean, you've got to wonder about the communication, don't you? Earlier in the year when we questioned about Azalea Avenue and Combine Street and the roundabout, and we were told that the dates from when the work would start to when the work would end was, I think, what, April to May, and worked out to be about a month. Well, now, over the last couple of days, the Coffs Harbour City Council have put a whole heap of leaflets and flyers under people's windows, and the dates that they're saying, basically that the intersection will be closed for that work, is from the end of July to the end of September. So now, all of a sudden, it's gone from a project that Steve McGrath, the general manager, sent an email to Pat Conaghan saying it would take about a month, to a project that now they're saying is going to take them about 2 months or more. I'll tell you what, the communication there at Coffs Harbour City Council got a lot to be desired, that's for sure. Good morning, Steve, Mick. They'd be listening. Hang off every word.